Computers and cell phones and TVs and other electronics are certainly a part of our everyday lives. And a lot of lucky people probably got the latest and greatest model as a gift over the holidays. I didn't. Maybe you did. I know we certainly had some family members who did. That, of course, means, though, that there are a lot of older electronic gadgets that we need to perhaps dispose of. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Not only is it good for our homes to get rid of the obsolete machines, it's also good for the environment when we do it in a responsible way. And to find out about that, Amalia Baldwin has joined us. She is the eCycle Wisconsin Outreach Coordinator in the Bureau of Waste and Materials Management for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And Amalia, thank you for spending time with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. This is really the perfect time of the year to be talking about what to do with our old electronics.
Absolutely. And as our listeners, as you listen in, do you regularly recycle electronics you no longer need? Or are you not sure if something you want to recycle fits the electronic guidelines? That's something we're certainly Amalia can certainly help us figure that out. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I'd certainly love to hear from you. What electronic materials can be recycled? By the way, welcome. Thank you. What can we recycle here in Wisconsin?
We can recycle most electronic items. Certainly most electronics can be recycled. The TVs, the printers, the cell phones, the DVD players, all of those things are very recyclable. There is a law in Wisconsin that requires us to recycle many of our electronics, but even items that aren't on the list in the law can still be recycled.
Okay. So recycling of some of these items then is mandatory.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Marla and Maria on Facebook had a question and wondered if she could bring an electronic or an electric snowblower or lawnmower to be recycled. That's an interesting one.
Well, that is not one of the ones on the electronics recycling law, but it was something that you could talk to a hardware store about to see if they can take some of those parts or those pieces back and recycle them. Certainly a lot of our appliances are filled with metals that can be reused. So yeah. I would say a hardware store would be a good place to start.
Yeah, and actually, as along with that, Wendy, another listener, emailed us and wondered about, she lives in Waukesha County and finds quite a lot of about e-cycling computers and cell phones and TVs, but she's got a broken blender and a slow cooker that's not working, and wondering how to dispose of that properly and if you have suggestions for that.
So those are, again, items that aren't under the electronics recycling law, but appliances, some of them can be recycled, and it'd be something that she could talk to her local community about. The recycling in the state is so variable depending on where you are, as to what your community will take. So unfortunately, I can't tell her for sure yes or no on any of the items she's listed there. One of the reasons that computers and cell phones and TVs get talked about so much is that those are very complicated materials that are filled with valuable and toxic components.
Yeah.
And so the blender doesn't have those same things in it. It's not as imperative that we take care of that responsibly.
Yeah. Well, what are you mentioned hazardous. What are some of the components that may be hazardous?
So one of the biggest ones, certainly the biggest one, I should say, is lead. The older style TVs and the older style computer monitors, they have that long tube in the back of them. And about a quarter of that tube is composed of lead.
Ooh,
and most of the weight from that old TV is lead. And so that is one of the most hazardous materials in our old electronics. But just about every small device that we have, not just those big, large ones, has mercury or cadmium, lead, smaller amounts of lead, chromium, flame retardants. All those things are in our electronic devices, and that's one of the reasons to take care of them properly.
Yeah, so they're hazardous, but also they can be reused as well.
Yes.
Which is another great reason, obviously, for recycling them. Is there a cost as a for an individual to recycle electronics?
Again, very variable depending on where you are. The Best Buy stores throughout the entire state, as well as the American TV and appliance stores, they'll take most electronic devices for free. Mm. So they don't charge, but some places do charge. And really, it does depend on where you are as to whether your local areas might charge or not. We do have a website, as you mentioned earlier, and it's if you go to the dnr.wi.gov and search e-cycle, you'll go to a page that has Find a Electronics Recycler, and you can push that button and go by county to find somewhere near you that would take them, and you can find out if they charge a fee there.
Hmm. Ben and Nina has a question for you. Hi, Ben. Thank you for calling.
Hi. You mentioned that Best Buy takes electronic devices for recycling, and I called our local Best Buy, and I have some old computer parts that I would like to take there, but I hesitate because they're hard drives, and while this 10-year-old, 12-year-old laptop barely runs, if someone was motivated to mine for data, they might be able to dig up something sensitive. And should I have cause for concern?
That is a good point to bring up. Any hard drive in any of your devices will contain whatever data you put into your device is still there, even if you push delete. So it's good to bring up the point that data security is definitely something to talk about. And You can ask Best Buy who their recycler is, or you can certainly call any of the recyclers in your area and ask them what they do for data security. There are certainly recyclers that will destroy your hard drive in front of you, and so you could do a search around your local area and take it directly to a recycler if you have something that concerns you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there are definitely data security standards, and recyclers can tell you whether they're adhering to those or not.
Yeah.
If I go and drive a nail through a hard drive, is it still recyclable?
It's still recyclable, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's no longer...
Yeah, it would be very hard for them to mine the data off of a hard drive that's had a nail through it.
Exactly. And am I right there, Amelia? I think so.
I don't know exactly how small the piece needs to be to still be mineable. I'm not that technologically savvy, but I do know that... they basically will shred a hard drive to make it no longer mineable. And you could certainly find a recycler that will do that for you. Most of the larger ones in the state are adhering to standards set by, I believe it's the Defense Agency,
Department.
Defense
mm-hmm.
Department.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ben, for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, if you have a question. Are you recycling electronics that you no longer need? Some questions about that or not sure if something you want to recycle fits the electronic guidelines. We can talk about that with you as well. If you've had some experiences, good or bad, relating to recycling, we'd love to hear about those too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We certainly... would love to hear from you. What role do manufacturers play in recycling electronics?
That's a great question. It depends on which state you're living in as to what role they're playing. Many manufacturers have set up nationwide take-back programs for their electronics. But in Wisconsin, we do have the electronics recycling law that requires certain manufacturers to be playing a financial role in recycling electronics in this state. So manufacturers who make TVs, printers, or computers that they're selling in the state do need to pay to recycle a certain amount of materials each year. And so recyclers who are working with our electronics recycling program, the eCycle mm-hmm. Wisconsin program, they are getting paid by manufacturers to help cover the cost of recycling our electronics.
Very cool. We have Jim and Hayward up next. Jim, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Yeah, I was just going to let you guys know about we have a recycling center. We take all electronics and all your different non-ferrous and ferrous metals. But our hard, like, I went to a company in Minnesota, and we actually went through their facility, and everything gets just completely ground down to, like, a powder and then sent out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you really have nothing to worry about that as long as you go to a respectable recycling center.
Yeah. So you have your own, you own a recycling center.
Yeah. We do all your metals, non-ferrous, and that. And we also do electronics. We pay for most electronics. The only thing we charge for is televisions. Anything with a, you know, a tube TV.
Yeah, I can see why that there's some expense involved there in actually doing the recycling of those things, for sure.
Yeah, so TVs still cost money to get rid of and that, because they have to be, you know, smashed up, the lead taken out and all that. But even like your appliances that people are talking about, mm-hmm. you can bring them to any metal recycler and they'll pay you for all that, just for the, you know, a lot of mesh copper and aluminum, lead, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you bring up some great points. The tube TVs definitely are the most common item for people to charge for. And again, because they are, with that big lead tube in the back of them, more costly to recycle than anything valuable in there could bring back to the recycler. So if you have a big old tube TV, it's likely that you might get charged to take that into, no matter where you go,
mm-hmm.
Especially the larger console size TVs.
Still the thing to do, though.
Still the thing to do. Well, definitely. They are banned from the landfill, and we certainly don't want them to show up in a ditch either. So the responsible decision is to pay for that to get taken away. And in fact, many places that sell TVs, if you buy a new TV from American TV, they might, or quite often will take your old TV from you. So that might be the easiest way to get the giant out of your basement.
A lot of times, look at your townships, and your townships will actually have TV drives and tire drives where you can bring in all your TVs and tires for free for like a, you know, a 2-day period or something. And, you know, it's a good way to get rid of it without actually having to deal with the cost of it too.
Yeah. Right. Very good point. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, appreciate the call. So Jim in Hayward's got his own recycling center. Jay in Pewaukee, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, guest. My comment was just about the gentleman who called before, worried about the data on his hard drive. I use a program called KillDisk, and it's just a free program you can download, and you can burn it to a CD or even put it on a thumb drive. And you boot your computer into that, and it completely wipes your hard drive, you know, writes ones and zeros on it.
Mm-hmm.
So before you even take it in, so if you wanted to recycle anything, they wouldn't be able to get any information off of it because the computer is already wiped before you bring it in.
That's correct. There are software programs that can completely wipe your hard drive. I don't consider myself knowledgeable enough to recommend one over another, but there certainly are programs out there. And if you talk to somebody at a computer store who really knows their stuff and feel confident in following their advice, that's certainly a way to go to wipe it before it even goes away to a recycler.
And Jay, you use KillDisk?
Yeah, KillDisk. I mean, it's a free program, and it has different options as far as how much you want to wipe. And if you really want to get technical, you can buy the upgraded version. But, I mean, even the free version does a good job of wiping all the information from your hard drive for security purposes. So
perfect. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call. Ron in Delafield, it's your turn. Hi, Ron.
Hello there. I was always looking for information about recycling compact discs, the CDs and DVDs themselves, the little discs, not the players and whatnot. Is there, do they mine those, or do you just throw those in the regular trash?
There are people who will take those back from you. I would recommend that you go to the website earth911.com. You can put in your zip code and search where to recycle CDs. And they have an extensive list of both on-the-ground places that might take them, as well as mailback programs that you could work with. So, again, variable by location. Okay. But if you did Earth 911, you could find a list of places that might take those. Mm-hmm. They are recyclable.
All right.
Thanks, Ron. Bet you a lot of other people were thinking about that, too. So earth911.com. Maybe we can, Carl, maybe we can post that up on our Facebook page so people have it. Heidi in Madison. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello. I'm calling in regard to the change of the new light bulbs, which contain mercury, and the old ones, the incandescent bulbs, going out of circulation. So how are we going to clean up the environment if we are adding more light bulbs to the disposal of mercury? And I was wondering what the mm-hmm. rules are with the disposal of those.
Mm-hmm.
So those compact fluorescent bulbs, those do contain mercury, as you mentioned. Most places that sell those bulbs will also take them back. They can be recycled. The mercury can be reused. So they are not adding mercury. Well, if you're, as long as you're properly disposing of them and taking them back to a recycler, they are not adding mercury to the environment.
Uh-huh.
But that's a good question.
Yeah, very good question.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering that... in the stores where you buy those, is there a notice to the customer that you should be aware of this and not just throw them in the trash, which most people probably will do?
Yeah.
That's a good question, and that's not my area of expertise. I can't say whether I've noticed those signs up. Mm. I do know that people are often surprised when they find out that there's mercury inside those bulbs. So I would agree that there's probably not enough information out there that those should not go into the trash can.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate your call. Let's see. Let's turn to Adeline first from Green Bay. Wonders if you could advise about recycling empty prescription bottles, frozen food containers, and caps from medicine bottles. Caps from fruit juice bottles. She lives in an assisted living apartment. There are many, many, many prescription bottles that wind up in the trash.
Again, another area I'm not well versed in, but I would try Earth 911 once again mm-hmm. and see what they have on their list of things. They have a pretty extensive list, and they're going to do better than I am at giving you advice on those.
We got to post that. Carl, let's post the Earth 911 up on my Facebook page, and so people can, if they forget, they can go back to the Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show and get that link. Pat in McHenry, Illinois. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call. I am happy to say that I'm in McHenry County, Illinois, and so we heard from somebody up in Hayward. Well, for residents who are close to Woodstock, Illinois, there is a recycler, Behr Recycling, BEHR, who accepts things like household appliances and that to recycle as well. They're a metal recycling firm, and they will even take Christmas lights. That was my first experience with them, of taking Christmas lights over there. But we have taken electrical motors and other kinds of motors and other metal products and so on. So I just thought I would pass it on for people in southern Wisconsin.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. And someone else had asked about whether or not you could recycle Christmas tree lights. And so I guess it is possible then in some circumstances. And you wonder about the new lights, the new types, if there's mercury in those or not. I'm not sure if there is in the new Christmas. Probably in some there may be, and others maybe not. So, Pat, I thank you very much. We have this eCycle Wisconsin. It's really our first stewardship program, isn't it?
It is our first stewardship program, yes. So the manufacturers who are involved in making the products that we're talking about here, the electronic items, they're actually helping to pay for their disposal as well. And so this is a form of product stewardship where the producers of items are involved in the whole life cycle of the program. There are other product stewardship laws in existence in the United States. Electronics is Wisconsin's only one, but paint and carpet and mattresses and used tires, all of these things are part of product stewardship programs in other states. So it is a way of managing our waste that's different than the form of just throw it in the trash and hope for the best. This is a way to look at an object as at its whole life cycle from start to finish, not just at making it.
And is there a list? Somewhere there's a list of the eCycle sites in particular areas around the state then?
Right. So like I said, dnr.wi.gov. And then if you search for eCycle on that main page, you'll come to our page where there's a Find a Recycler button, and it's searchable by county to find the places that are working with our program and thereby are part of this product stewardship approach to caring for our waste.
And, you know, we've talked about all the different places and so forth. Is there anything to consider when choosing where to, you know, recycle electronics? What should you think about?
Right. Well, somebody already brought up the idea of data security. That's something mm-hmm. to think about. The other things to think about are, you know, you may have heard on the news or I think it's been kind of talked about a lot recently, some of this discovery of e-waste piles in third world countries. And so that's something else you want to be aware of, is making sure that the recycler who's taking your waste is actually handling it appropriately. And so there are some certification programs that recyclers could, if they wanted to, participate in. One's called R2 and one is called eStewards. And those are certification programs that a recycler can go through to basically show that they are handling this waste responsibly. And also recyclers that are part of the eCycle Wisconsin program, they are audited by us, again, to make sure that they're not... or to do our best to find out that they're not sending these things overseas to be mismanaged there.
Oh, that's a terrible... I guess I haven't read those stories, but that's happening.
It's happening, yep. So...
Well, I tell you, that's it's good that people are at least aware that it's happening. I mean, hope, you know, you wish you could, or hope that we could do something about it.
Right. And we've also found, or have gotten reports of, you know, dumps of old, especially those CRT tubes that we were talking about earlier, in public lands or in ditches. People perhaps who decided that they would try to get the valuable parts off of it and then were left with this product that was no longer of value to them, the leftovers, so to say. And so do check to make sure that whoever you're sending your materials to is actually recycling them, not mismanaging them. Yep.
And Becca on Facebook posted that Goodwill takes some old TVs and VCR, so that's another place to at least check with. They don't always. But...
Goodwill does not, as a whole, Goodwill is does take computers.
Yeah.
But most of them do not take TVs.
Yeah. Okay. And Shannon sent an email. She's an IT professional, and she uses the to wipe computers. She uses the DBAN. It's called DBAN, and it's available for free, and it'll wipe your computer, your hard drive. And that's just available at dban.org or something like that. dban.org, I think it is.
I'm glad people are writing in with the software programs that they're using and trust. That's something I should have mentioned earlier when the gentleman was asking about the nail.
Yeah, it's great. Anything, and what now, again, for more information, where do we go? What's the site?
dnr.wi.gov and then search eCycle.
Search eCycle. Well, Amalia, it's been great. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I hope we can do this again. I'll get you on a kind of a semi-regular basis to come in and talk with us about what's new and what's going on in the recycling area.
That'd be wonderful. I am happy to share my knowledge and happy to get people's computers and TVs and cell phones into the right hands. So thank you.
Our guest, Amalia Baldwin. She is the eCycling Wisconsin Outreach Coordinator. She works out of the Bureau of Waste and Materials Management for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Really good to know what, you know, you can do to recycle these electronics that find their way into our basements and closets. Not only do we get them out of the way, we keep them out of the landfills, so it's a win-win. Coming up next, we have another win-win. Chef Clifford Wright is going to tell us how to make delicious meals that leave us only one pot to clean afterwards. That's coming up next, right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.